Geeks by Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. They're trying to implement a 2-drink limit at the airport. How do you feel about that? We know how you feel about it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
What's the old saying? Drinks don't count at the airport, or the airport knows no time when it comes for drinking. I mean, we were sipping Bloody Marys at, like, I don't know, with the time difference, it was like 7 a.m.
Yeah, but one, because there were $50 a piece.
That is true.
But there's no way you can regulate this unless you're at the same bar within the airport and they're like, you've had two, you're cut off.
That is but true. I never really even thought about that.
You know, you get 10 bars within the airport, you hit up every one.
And also, not to mention, it's just such a money-making opportunity for the restaurants within the airport or the establishments within the airport, because like we experienced in the Detroit airport, they can jack that price up to whatever they want. It's not like you can go anywhere else and find something cheaper. You're in right. The airport.
And they're introducing this alcohol limit at airports because they think it's going to help tackle, you know, a rise in disorder on flights. The violent outbursts are occurring weekly. They think it's due to alcohol. And they're saying, you know, with other mixed substances, this is one way to combat that.
So nothing is set in stone just yet, but Ryanair chief executive Michael O'Leary says this is an idea that would really, really help exactly what you're saying, Moose. People being combative, delays on planes, all of the things. And implementing and introducing alcohol limits at airports would tackle the rise in disorder on flights. I mean, we saw that woman who was blitzed out of her mind. She's like, that guy is not real. And
she had other things.
Yeah, she was really going for it. But I've been on flights where we were delayed for 30, 40 minutes because a guy was blackout drunk and he was like stumbling around the flight. And listen, I understand some people feel as if they need to drink because they're very anxious flyers or they don't like to fly and it's a little something to take the edge off.
Right.
But also, like, I don't know.
And see, here's the other thing too, is you got one guy wanting to do a 2-drink limit at the airport. And then in New Zealand, this is causing quite the stir. There's a new 3-minute max hug time limit. Okay, so basically,
at the airport?
Right, 3-minute max hug times to say goodbye. That's the new rule at the New Zealand airport. It's basically prohibiting lengthy goodbyes at a drop-off zone.
Yeah, so your cars don't block traffic and things
like that. And there's signs everywhere with people hugging that says 3-minute max.
You can't tell me how long to embrace. Thank you, though.
Yeah, you're taking away hugs in alcohol?
Who actually hurt you?
Nazis.
So basically, what this guy, the CEO, Mr. O'Leary, is saying, he's like, we don't allow people to drive drunk, yet we keep putting them up in aircrafts 30,000 feet in the air, drunk or blitzed.
They're a passenger. Nobody's running to the cockpit saying, can I take control of the plane? I mean, nobody's steering, you know, nobody's playing pilot here. They're just a passenger.
I think what it comes down to is like, when it comes to the, what's the correct term, flight attendant, they get a lot of the brunt of these drunken imbeciles, or even if they're not drunk, they're just rude, and trying to protect them at all costs is definitely a part of their job,
well,
for sure.
I think these idiots ruin it for everyone, because there's a lot of people that know their limit.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go to the airport, have a couple of drinks. And I think some of us, anyways, are only doing 2 max, you know, before you jump on
it. You simply can't afford it.
Yeah, right. You're jumping on the other flight. I mean, how long is your layover where you got to suck down 6 Bloody Marys? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And why is it always Bloody Marys, too? Like, we're always sipping Bloody Marys in airports.
It's just the airport drink. They make it really good. It's all salt.
I'm not like a massive airport drinker, but I'm also not like a massive drinker in general.
Right.
But I like the idea that I have the option. I don't like when my choices are taken away. And that can go for really anything in life, honestly. So I don't think this will pass, because like you said, there's no way to actually monitor this.
But then
I'm
if you're
at Chili's
do
in
this,
the airport and then I go over to TGI Fridays, you're not going to know.
Yeah. And our listener here makes a really great point. If you're going to do a 2-drink minimum at the airport, then you have to take away how much people can drink on an actual airplane, too, because there's no limit.
True.
And really what's happening too is once you get 30,000 feet up, people are getting after it, especially the ones going to Vegas. I saw a guy suck down 6 Jack and Cokes next to me.
Oh my God.
Going from when I went to Vegas on my birthday, went from Buffalo all the way to Vegas direct flight. This guy was getting after it. He just kept sitting there looking out the window. He's like,
he like couldn't find his luggage when they landed. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, that's you're going to have to implement that too. You do a 2-drink limit at the airport, then how much can you drink on a plane?
But that will affect airline costs. So like the cost that they're making in their own pocket. So I'm sure they won't implement that whatsoever. They're like, we make too much money off these drinks. We're not going to cut you off.
I don't know. I've been on hundreds of flights and I can't really recall seeing a really drunk passenger where they couldn't stand up. I don't think I've witnessed that before.
The year was 2020. Coming home from Turks and Caicos, I was on my last leg going home, and this guy was in the front seat. It wasn't first class. They didn't have it. He was in the front seat, and he was just so drunk, and he was like, my mom's sick. I have to get home to Rochester. They're like, you're literally not flying with us. Okay. You actually aren't flying with us.
Here's the new rule. Let everybody drink exactly what they want to drink and however much they want to drink. And before they get on the flight,
you
got to breathalyze everybody. That's it. That's what you got to do.
That won't cause any delays whatsoever.
98 PXY.